See with the sexy twin.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg and Emma Lathleni 24, Pretoria 26, Mike King 29 degrees. We start in Cape Town where thousands of ANC supporters have gathered at Mandela Park Stadium for the party's January 8th statement. This annual event serves as an opportunity for the party to outline its plans for the year ahead and to reflect as well as celebrate its 113th anniversary. Zanele Mavana has more.
The atmosphere is electric here at Mandela Park Stadium, where thousands of ANC supporters have gathered in high spirits. The crowd is buzzing with excitement. ANC Women's League Chairperson Cindy Somagoge says the ANC isn't under any illusions regarding its loss of support.
We are not naive as the ANC. We know that we have created some mistakes and we have identified the mistakes that we have done.
I'm Sanele Mvana in Khayelitsha.
Now, President Cyril Ramaphosa has pledged to improve South Africa's healthcare system through the implementation of the National Health Insurance Act. The legislation was signed into law by the President in May 2023. Speaking at a gala dinner last night, Ramaphosa acknowledged progress while highlighting ongoing efforts to enhance quality and equitable access to healthcare for all citizens.
We will also want to ensure that we implement the National Health Insurance Act and provide universal access to quality healthcare that is free at the point of service, meaning that the NHI will be implemented.
In other big news today, the death toll following a shooting at a tavern in Pienaar, just outside Mbombela and Mpumalanga during the early hours of this morning, has now risen to 8. The motive for the shooting is unknown at this stage. No arrests have been made. Now, in a separate incident, 3 suspects have been arrested in connection with the murder of 3 men in Piet Retief. The shooting is believed to be taxi-related. In the northwest, mining-affected communities united in action has applauded the High Court in Pretoria for ordering the immediate rescue of trapped illegal miners in Stilfontein. The ruling follows an urgent application brought by Zinti Tom, whose brother Ayanda is among the hundreds of miners trapped underground in shafts 10 and 11 of the Buffelsfontein gold mine since July 2024. The organization says the court ruling is a significant step in holding the state accountable. And we end off with some good news here in Gauteng. The class of 2024 will be able to access their results privately and conveniently through the new Gauteng Matric Results app. The platform launched by the provincial government allows learners to view the results on their devices starting Monday. Here's the department's Neo Goba.
This initiative is part of Gauteng's ongoing commitment to use technology to enhance the quality of education to millions of learners. With the Matric Exam app, learners, parents and educators now have immediate access to matriculation examination results. The app is designed to be user-friendly.
I'm Chanel September. That's it from the news desk for today. From me and the team, goodbye.
Jacaranda FM weekends be like. Be like.
There's a party downtown near Fear Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Be like.
And time with a smile.
More music you love. Number 20.
Give him a heart, give him a heart, give him a heart. Please don't break it, break it, break it. Darling, I know that you'll hold the line. Oh, there's a story in your eyes. Oh, I can see the light, see the light, see the light. I wanna hold you in my arms tonight, arms tonight, arms tonight. Would you tell me if you're on the line? I got a feeling that it's different this time. But what happens if we down, would the world stop spinning?